punk was different. It was anti-establishment. It made fun of everything, and it was powerful.
Good evening. This is Reverend Buckburn. You're hearing an old show in the background. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight we have a holiday show for you entitled Easter, What Some People Will Do to Get Nailed. And got a couple of requests. We're going to play Holier by Corrosion of Conformity in the first set. Have a lot of news, and we're going to talk about Dr. Susan Block's show last night, which was incredible, and some holiday treats and cheer. We're going to start with an appropriate song for the holiday. It's from a compilation from Raleigh, North Carolina, and as usual, you can't tell which side is which, so hopefully you will be hearing from the Stillborn Christians, and they're really good, so maybe we'll just let a couple of songs by them play. This is the Stillborn Christians doing New Right. Lord, make this machine work. Play. Okay. Lord, we need a miracle here. Bless this turntable. Okay, that's not the Stillborn Christians. So, we will play them now. Lord, that's not funny. I know you're nailed and everything, but we need Stillborn Christians. Let's play our first tender song for John Ashcroft, alias Ayatollah Asscraft, and the FCC and Clear Channel and all these other censoring asswipes. This is The Cramps. Goddamn rock and roll. Play.
I think that goddamn rock and roll.
Bullshit, the Quran is a lie. The Bhagavad Gita did not call for
you heard Corrosion of Conformity doing Holier, and before that, Lost for Words. Corporate Avenger did The Bible is Bullshit. The Cramps did Goddamn Rock and Roll. And started off this holiday show with the Stillborn Christians doing New Right, Fred, and Aggression. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA. And sometimes that is screwed up either from technical problems or being preempted, as well as repeat broadcasted also appropriately on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great hour of Slack, as well as relay broadcasted live on two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Tonight the theme is Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. Next week on The Reverend is In, The Reverend's birthday show, and thank you people who have sent me or given me great stuff already, and some new stuff will be played tonight, some of which I haven't heard before, so we'll take a chance on it if time permits. And somebody gave me a great piece of snail mail that was from a Jesus spammer, and that's too hilarious to not read on the air. So we'll do that later. Next week, Reverend Bookburn birthday show. Possible screw up because they're doing the equipment overhaul, but supposedly we'll be able to go on the air, and we may have live guest, the Reverend's friend from upstate New York, Hippie John, who usually comes down at birthday time and miscellaneous times during the year, and possibly other live guests. And in 2 weeks, on April 25th, there will be no show. And in 3 weeks, The Reverend is In will return. Flashing forward to the end of May, we'll have another annual tradition, the Memorial Day show, possibly with live guest Jennifer Hunter. And she is a very appropriate guest for a Memorial Day special. And you can encourage her to do so by contacting her via her telephone online domination service. She's from jenniferhunterconsulting.com, and you can call her and be absolutely sure to say that the Reverend sent you and that you want her to be a live guest, either Memorial Day, the birthday show, but that's unlikely, or any other show. At 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN. And flashing way forward in August, we're going to have Entertaining the Troops and news and coverage during the Republican convention protests in New York City with special correspondent Pie Man from pieman.org. And that'll be fun. And most interesting and entertaining, to be sure. And there are other birthdays in the Bookburn world. Bookburner and longtime friend Lord Jesus is having a birthday, and happy birthday to him, and we got a song for him. It's a Lord Jesus' birthday, and on Friday, the birthday of the Reverend's friend and 60s writer, commentator, and also comedian, Paul Krasner. And according to Paul this weekend, he has some gigs coming up on the East Coast. So if you are anywhere near Coliseum, New York, or New York City, you can check either of these out. He will be reading from his most recent book, Magic Mushrooms, at the Coliseum in New York on April 30th, and performing on May 1st at the Knitting Factory, and that might be recorded. He's going to be issuing a 6th CD this coming September, and that has a working title, Zen Bastard Rides Again. And Paul Krasner will also be in the forthcoming May 2004 issue of Hustler magazine. You can check out Paul's books and CDs at Paul Krasner, KRASSNER, paulkrasner.com. And happy birthday to him. Tonight, there's several subjects to cover. The censorship of Stern, the prosecution of Extreme Associates Video Company, and last night's Dr. Susan Block show, and we're going to get to all that before the end of the night, as well as the Condoleezza Rice testimony before the September 11th hearings. Yes, a kind of a flashback to the Oliver North testimony before the Iran-Contra hearings. A kind of a professional spinmeister and bullshit artist in action. And there's actually a couple of good resources and humorous sites about that. I'll give you the jokes during the first part of the show. There's lampoonery from the great Betty Bowers, the author of What Would Betty Do? A great book. And you can go to BettyBowers.com/Condoleezza.html for Condoleezza Rice's testimonial machine, how to bullshit in front of a public hearing, and a great cartoon entitled Condi Bites from the great Ward Sutton. That's at the Village Voices website, and you have to excuse these pop-up ads. VillageVoice.com/Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N, for the great Condi Bites cartoon. And there's so much shit happening. There's an article that I decided not to read because there's too much to cover tonight. What happens is I plan for a show and then it ends up being 20 hours worth of material plus a million songs, and I end up skipping a whole lot of it. So I'm not going to read any of this, even though it's great, but you could check out an article by email by Howard Zinn called On Getting Along, How He Endured a Lifetime of Struggle for Social Justice, Surviving Financially and Otherwise in General for His Lengthy Lifetime, and Surviving the State of the World and Trying to Advocate for People and Advocating for Change. It's an inspiring piece called On Getting Along by Howard Zinn, and I'll send you that by email, as well as an article by Katha Pollitt called Pregnant and Dangerous, about the mentally ill woman charged with murder, although I heard the charges were dropped, when she declined to get a C-section, and then one of her twin fetuses became a stillbirth. And actually, that article's online. That's at The Nation's publication, thenation.com. Katha Pollitt, Pregnant and Dangerous. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you could check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. And I haven't gotten any updates, as expected, about the MC5 film. The MC5 are one of the greatest bands of that time period the media loves to call the 60s. And best known for songs like Kick Out the Jams, The American Ruse, Starship Trooper, a whole lot more. And there's a documentary about them and a lot of great footage. And I heard that former band member, and I hope this is not true, Wayne Kramer is now fucking with the film and blocking its release. But this is a film worth supporting. It's MC5, a true testimonial, and you can check it out at futurenowfilms.com. And no more plugs for the time being. There is a news piece I can't wait to share with you, which is that out of all the people beaten, brutalized, and arrested during the Republican convention protests in beautiful Philadelphia in year 2000, just before Bush became president by coup, three people had very serious charges against them up until a couple of weeks ago, and they were known as the Timoney Three, after former police chief and former recipient of Asshole of the Week on the show, John Timoney, now the Miami police chief. And the Timoney Three, including a guy named Camilo, were on trial for serious charges. They were jailed for an unbelievable amount of time. And Timoney came to Philadelphia to testify at the trial and say, I know these people did this and that, and I know they're bad, and I remember everything clearly. And his testimony, like most of what comes out of his mouth, was, of course, a lot of bullshit. And it was very clear to everybody in the courtroom. And consequently, the Timoney Three were acquitted, all of them, and that is great news. And there's information about that at Friends of Camilo, C-A-M-I-L-O, friendsofcamilo.org. The Timoney Three from the year 2000 protests from the Republican convention here in beautiful Philadelphia, all acquitted. And hopefully the trials and tribulations coming up, including those of the video company Extreme Associates, will have the same result. And I guess tonight has a sub-theme of about censorship, since as our nation is getting more fascistic, we're going to see more trials of broadcasters and media outlets for obscenity charges. And it begs all kinds of questions. One of the more obvious questions is, what exactly is obscenity? And of course that varies from person to person, but when you're talking about people who pass legislation and run total asshole operations like the FCC and religious right-wing influenced government bodies, then the answer is that the definition of obscenity goes even further than, say, what the soccer moms and dads would give as a definition. It goes even further than that. These definitions are provided by the biggest assholes, the biggest, the most repressed people, or at least the most people who project themselves as repressed and Puritan until they sneak off into their secret lives and secret behaviors that match most other people's behaviors in the sexual and obscenity realm. So we're going to see more repression, especially in the countdown months of the Bush regime. And we're going to see more obscenity trials, and we really need to support
people like Extreme Associates, and we're going to get back to that later. And yes, the Howard Stern Show as well. It's not a matter of whether or not these things correspond with any individual's or any movement's tastes, or even what anybody's opinion, including mine, about any of that is, because such opinions are irrelevant. It's the fact that these people who are getting obscenity charges are getting unconstitutional, Taliban-like attacks that totally fly in the face of even the pretense of adhering to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And there is too little outcry about these arrests and these developments. And we're going to talk about that when we're done with this next set of music, because we're going to use the internet broadcasting, this kind of last spurting of free expression while it lasts, before these Nazi goons who run the Bush regime start reacting to all of these net broadcasting shows, or at least those that are critical of them, the ones that have balls and eggs, balls and Easter eggs, to have some substance and some content and not just rehashing of Clear Channel bullshit. We're going to use this forum not only to provide bigger and better information resources and bigger and better entertainment and humor and sexuality and everything else we can push the limits on, but also to increase awareness and generate support for those who need it, and to maximize the use of this forum while we got it. And let's play a song for the anti-obscenity crowd right now. It's a beautiful song for this Easter weekend, Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. And it is pretty amazing what you can do with a couple of planks of wood. So since it is a holiday that was based on obscenity, getting nailed on wood, painting eggs of your loved one of either gender, etc., let's celebrate this getting nailed holiday with Two Live Crew. This is entitled Me So Horny. Play.
What do we get for $10? Everything you want. Everything? Everything.
Oh. Don't do that, baby.
Oh.
Hold on there.
Girls always ask. People happy. My monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Well, one of them said, what about that Jesus fella a few years back? With the right PR, he could still make a pretty big impact. It really ain't important what he did or said. Just like Johnny Bravo, that he fit the threads. When those ad men went home that night, they took off their coats and ties and concocted the greatest story ever told in their lives. Came back to the boardroom and preached the gospel. Luke told about a time that Jesus took him to the hospital. Matthew spoke of a manger, wise men, frankincense, and myrrh. One of them said, hey, let's make Mary just a surrogate mother. They talked about that time at the temple when he was ranting about his dad upstairs. Slowly they noticed Jesus' name getting into prayers. The apostles were just adding men with the marketing savvy. They knew that demographics, they knew it made other people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid to jump on a girl and die. Well, just a little later, Rome was filing chapter 11 when Constantine in 316 said, what's all this about going to heaven? Later that same afternoon, the Roman Empire struck back with a decree. From here on out, without a doubt, it's Christianity. Christians everywhere felt that they had pulled a coup. They'd no longer set out in the Colosseum just to end up lying food. They had finally established a foothold in the Roman Empire. But soon Attila sacked their joint and lit their church on fire. When the smoke cleared, just like I feared, the ages sure were dark. Monks in robes used to sing about him like he was from Asbury Park. Witches, Jews, and heretics are in a terrible position. They didn't check because no one expects a Spanish Inquisition. The apostles were just dead men with marketing savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Well, the Renaissance meant kinder gender Christians for sure. They traded in their crusader hats for paintbrushes by the score. Books were wrote and Steve Gutenberg made copies of the wisdom. Martin Luther had a little dance craze with a hit he called the schism. Now Catholics got that fucker nailed up in effigy. His most humiliating moment for everyone to see. It's so long ago that no one knows if it's truth or if it's lies. Only that the story has become a most successful franchise. Money, power, fame, and every cent of it tax free. It's amazing what folks won't give the dig a little eternity. We've evolved to brag about our thumbs and big brain cases. It's amazing how strong it seems that the need for blind faith is. The apostles were just dead men with marketing savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid to jump on a girl and die. Someone who's not afraid to jump on a girl and die. I said, someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and jump on a cross and fucking die.
Thank you.
Hey, man, that Clarence Thomas thing. I guess you watched that, eh? Yeah. Boy, I tell you something. I learned something very important watching that Clarence Thomas hearing. Do you know what I learned? I don't stand a fucking chance. Don't even call the committee to order. It'd be a real short hearing. Well, Mr. Hicks, are you familiar at all with a video series called Clam Lappers Volumes 1 through 90? All of them? I don't recall. Mr. Hicks, are you familiar at all with a man named Manuel who works at the Show World Adult Video Parlor? Manny! Mr. Hicks, they subpoena me. They subpoena me. Well, I tell you, after the Pee Wee Herman thing and then after the Clarence Thomas hearings, pornography's gotten a really bad name in our country. And I'd like to state for the record right now, I love pornography. I love it. I have tapes that are pure fucking art. I'm telling you. People fucking sucking every imaginable position. The finest looking women fucking sucking. I love it. For the record. Well, Mr. Hicks, thank you for your testimony. I don't know if we have a place for you right now on the Supreme Court. But boy, you ever thought about becoming a senator? Come here, boy. Bring some of them tapes over here. Look at that. Whoa. Bring them over to Teddy's house. Yeah, look at that there. Woo, she go to that like a duck to water. Look at that there. How, how, how. That is one of my big fears in life, that I'm going to die, you know, and my parents are going to have to come clean out my apartment. Find that porno wing I've been adding on to for years. There'll be two funerals that day. You'll see my mom going through my stuff. Look, honey, here's Bill when he was a Cub Scout. Look how cute my baby is. His little short pants and his little hat. Look how cute my baby was. I wonder what's in this box over here. Rear entry, volume 1 through 40. The only guy going through the gates of heaven with his mom spanking him. Shh, mom, they were on sale. Shh, shh. Someone named Manny called. Oh, shit. Shh, shh. I don't understand anything, so there you go. You know my problem? I watch too much news, man. That's my problem. That's why I'm so depressed all the time. I figured it out. I watch too much CNN, man. I don't know if you've ever sat around and watched CNN longer than, say, 20 hours in one day. I don't recommend that.
Heard a track from the Rocky Horror Punk Rock Show
That was Me First and the Gimme Gimmes doing science fiction double feature. Before that, the late comedian Bill Hicks did Sex on Trial. Adam Brodsky did Jump on a Cross and Die. Murphy's Law did Reefer Man and started off with Two Live Crew doing Me So Horny. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight the theme is Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. And speaking of getting nailed, I doubt if that happens very often in the life of Condoleezza Rice. But she did make the news this week because she was testifying before the September 11th hearings. Now, I realize that there is life outside of Philadelphia and that the major media is pretty much the same. The corporate media is the same in pretty much all areas of the U.S. However, it's hard to look at the Philadelphia Inquirer and not believe that they are exceptionally special and that they have their headquarters deep in the ass crack of George W. Numbnuts Bush. And on the front page, you would think that this publication wasn't really called the Philadelphia Inquirer. You would think it would be called the Bush and Rice Licking and Eating Fan Club Groupie Magazine. This is the front page. And this is also, for those who can remember, the same publication that made such a big to-do about the blowjob hearings during the Clinton years. About, oh, they stood there looking terrible and bumbled their words and blah, blah, blah. Well, the headline for Friday, April 9th, reads, Rice firm in 9/11 testimony. And then, before the text of the article, which includes pictures, Steely under fire, Rice remains fiercely loyal. This is not the Weekly World News or the Globe or the National Enquirer or any of the other supermarket tabloids, although there's kind of a stone's throw away. This is the respectable Philadelphia Inquirer by Karen Heller, Inquirer staff writer, Washington. She sat alone at a table draped in red cloth, facing a phalanx of photographers. Behind her was a sea of September 11th families, some with photographs of lost loved ones pinned to their jackets, the majority dressed in black as if for a memorial service. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice entered room 216 of the Hart Senate Office Building, the former site of Enron and Whitewater hearings, with a beauty queen wave, steely resolve, and fierce loyalty to her boss that never wavered during more than 3 straight hours of testimony. I'm not making this up. Dubbed the Warrior Princess by her staff, Rice exhibited a cool graciousness despite occasional flashes of anger. Rice, 49, is the first African-American woman to serve as National Security Advisor, and thus is the first black woman to hold such a supreme position of influence to a president. Her relationship with President Bush is, by all accounts, extremely close. I know what's on his mind, she testified. This is the Philadelphia Inquirer, headquarters deep in the ass crack of George W. Numbnuts Bush. And speaking of comedy material, this was mailed to a book burner who was nice enough to send it to me.
Okay. I will concentrate while Dante is showing somebody, I guess, a tattoo that's on her chest. Is that a tattoo? Oh. Why? Oh, it's like a hickey or something. On your chest. Well, there's definitely hardcore evidence, I would say. I'm not going to tell Ayatollah Ashcraft about you and your behaviors. Alright, there is love in the air in this very special holiday weekend, but painting eggs and getting nailed is in the spirit of the holiday. Oh, this is on the envelope of this mailing. Dear Jesus, we pray that you will bless someone in this home spiritually, physically, and financially. And please, dear Lord, bless the one whose hands opened this letter. Make good changes in this one's life and give them the desires of the heart. We pray over and bless this letter in your holy name. Amen. Love, the St. Matthew's Church of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, you unfold this big purple thing, which is a gay color, but they probably didn't know that. And it says Church Prayer Rug, and it has a picture of what looks like some rock star from the 60s with a headband of thorns. And it says Church Prayer Rug. The long-haired bearded guy has his eyes closed and a tear down one eye. Alright, almost psychedelic looking. It's a fold-out, so it's like the size of like an album poster. And at the very bottom, it reads this. Look into Jesus' eyes, you will see they are closed. But as you continue to look, you will see his eyes opening and looking back into your eyes. Then go and be alone and kneel on this rug of faith, or touch it to both knees. Then please check your needs on our letter to you. Please return this prayer rug. Do not keep it. And you are supposed to see the eyes open. If this is a rug, you're supposed to step on this guy. Oh, here it is writing on the back. This prayer rug is soaked with the power of prayer for you. Use it immediately, then please return it with your prayer needs. Check on our letter to you. It must be mailed to a second home that needs a blessing after you use it. Prayer works. Expect God's blessing. Thank you, person who gave this to me. I'm not sure if it was because it's my birthday or what. But this whole mailing, which has like six pieces of literature in it. A postage paid envelope, prayer by letter, St. Matthew's Church. And in the return address, this is the next morning. The church will pay this postage, drop it any mailbox. Thank you, people who give me great stuff. Send me cartoons or send me good music or gags or humor things to do on the show. That is especially funny. And the Jesus rug, I don't even know what to say about it. But the Reverend, for those of you who've been listening for a long time, probably know, the Reverend by weekday is a mild-mannered social worker who's done work in AIDS, mental illness, developmental disabilities, autism, homelessness, drug addiction, on and on and on. And I should remind you of one of the basics, which is that if you see something that is not there, if you hear voices that are not there, or if you receive command voices, or receive divine commands, if you see the biblical donkey, the biblical talking donkey, statues crying blood, or Our Lady of Guacamole, then in terms of science and education, before we totally shit can all of that, as well as research methodology, in accordance with science, you could be a person with severe delusions and severe mental illness. That does not make you bad. It just means that it is time to take action. It means that you are in need of treatment. Not necessarily medication. The Reverend does not believe people should be hoes for the pharmaceutical industry, or the 12-step higher power monopoly, only one of several choices for recovery systems. But if you see something or hear something that is not there, if you see a paper rug that you are staring at that you got in the mail with eyes opening and looking back at you, it is the time to take action and address this problem. And that's okay. You know, everybody has problems, everybody grieves, everybody goes through a bad period. But recognize that and take action. And when you try to get into the mind of a suicidal or homicidal or mentally ill person or criminal or whatever, the Manson head or the serial killer head or any of that kind of stuff, one of the things that is of primary importance, or if you're trying to figure out these delusional religious cultists, is you can feel empathy, you can feel compassion, you can try to help them, you can try to nudge things in a direction away from illness and aggression, or anybody you're supporting for that matter. But one of the primary things to remember is you can feed the person, but don't feed the abuser's mindset, or don't feed the delusional person's mindset. Don't say, yes, little Johnny and little Joni, I see that you have space friends visiting your classroom before you run amok and throw everybody's lunches all over the walls. You don't feed into the problem. You address the problem, whatever your style, whether humane or inhumane. But you don't feed the illness itself. All right. You're still hearing the Rocky Horror Punk Rock Show, if it's on loud enough, in the background. Hello to Plantard and the UK Bookburners, who said hello a little earlier as the show is beginning. And I love and appreciate the European Bookburners, because it is like in the middle of the night. I'm not sure what time it is. It may even be Monday morning over there. And you have to really want to hear the show to be like up in the middle of the night. And the people from other time zones are like really hearing the show in weird hours. The Australians, the Europeans. So hello, and thank you for turning your friends onto the show and giving shouts out and wishing the Reverend happy birthday and on and on and on, although it's not till next weekend. But thank you, and thank you people who sent the Reverend cool stuff. Last night on the Dr. Susan Block Show, which is on really late on the East Coast, it's like it's 10:30 over there and 1:30 over here, from beautiful Los Angeles, and the Reverend had the incredible pleasure of being a live guest in November 2002 in beautiful Los Angeles. The Dr. Susan Block Show is just getting better and better, and last night was one of the best shows in ages, and I'm not just saying that because I was on it as a telephone guest, but it was a great theme show, which was Passion of the Cross, and sub-themed Passion of the Kiss. And the reason it had those names was because they had as a live guest a guy named Mario Salcedo, who invented this kind of pleasure cross that he and his significant other put themselves and put each other on. It's not entirely like a kink or a bondage cross. It's just like any kind of pleasure cross and suspension thing. And so they celebrated Passion of the Cross and the true spirit of the holiday. And Passion of the Kiss is a reference to the great, deliciously British-accented erotic film entertainer Kiss and her husband. We're also live guests. And They were great. Actually, there were a zillion guests on last night. Also, Lucky Star, The Bonkum, new erotic entertainer Trinity Post, and one of the stars of an Extreme Associates production, D. Wise. Then they had as a phone-in guests the prosecuted slash persecuted Rob Black and Lizzie Borden from Extreme Associates, prosecuted by Ayatollah Ashcraft and some asshole prosecutor from Pennsylvania, and also Extreme Associates attorney Eric Chase. It was a fantastic show. It was very hot and yet very informative because they covered the Extreme Associates arrest pretty thoroughly and what's going on with them. And Extreme Associates, is a lot of their productions are outside the Reverend's erotic tastes. The Reverend is not into vomiting, and the Reverend is not into some stuff. But the Reverend supports Extreme Associates. I happily, openly say that. And Rob Black and Lizzie Borden, who have nobody in their cast except fully grown humans and people who consentingly and knowingly know what they're getting into and want to do it. They're not like the asshole from Pennsylvania who made the news the other day, that snuff guy. He was an asshole, and it is a good thing that he is caught. But this is different. These are entertainers. And like Stern, they might be outside of your tastes, but they deserve support when prosecuted and persecuted by people who vomit themselves on the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. People who make Bin Laden, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda proud with their holy supremacy, their Christian supremacy, their sex-negative stands, despite their secret other lives, and people who are for political gain and to get the support of yahoos and miscellaneous Christian Taliban groups, shit-canning the Constitution and prosecuting bullshit cases like the charges against Rob Black and Lizzie Borden of Extreme Associates. So, fuck you, prosecutors, in the Extreme Associate case, and FCC, and Clear Channel, and John Ashcroft and the heads of the Justice Department for your repression and for your anti-freedom stands. Hello, this is the Reverend. Were you the guy looking at Dante's chest marks and trophies of pleasure? You're Herbie. Hello, Herbie. Yes, I do remember. Well, this is a very special show tonight. This is Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. And I just want to wish you happy celebrating, and hopefully you will paint your significant other's eggs, if that is desired. And you did. Do you want to talk about it? Or not? It was white high? I don't understand what white high means, but I'm glad you got nailed. It was ripe with lust and passion. All right. You could barely walk. So it wasn't just Good Friday. It was Great Fucking Friday. All right. Well, happy Great Fucking Friday and happy Easter Getting Nailed Day. And so you and Dante have stories to tell, and you have the option, and you have bruises. Well, as long as they're friendly bruises. Out of love. All right. Love bruises. I know, it's amazing what you can do with a couple of planks of wood. Are you on the telephone? You're on the phone with your sister? All right. You don't have to talk about your love Bruce's anymore if you're going to talk to your sister on the phone. Okay. The holiday spirit is definitely here in the Philadelphia Independent Media Center and Radio Volta studio here in beautiful West Philadelphia. Should we play some more songs? I guess a couple of plugs out of the way. There's so many songs, I can't even get to them all. But let's do them. And then I want to get to Asshole of the Week. One of the funniest things to come out this week is the fact that somebody did, in fact, come out. And he's not just anybody. He is the son of an anti-abortion terrorist and the son of one of the more laughable leaders of the American Christian Taliban. For over a decade, he has harassed and threatened doctors and assaulted people at women's clinic. The founder of a group called Operation Rescue, and like the segregationists before him, organized blockades in opposition to the rights of another class of people. I am talking about Randall Terry, and his adult son, Jamie L., has come out as a gay person, which is even more amusing because Randall Terry is as hateful and bigoted towards gay people as he is towards women and people who use birth control or abortion. Christian supremacist and alleged sex-negative Randall Terry, who got in his own juicy sex scandal in 1998, is now the whimpering, email-sending father, decrying the fact that his son Jamie L. has not only come out of the closet, but will be featured in the 420 issue of Out magazine. So, if you see a copy of Out magazine in a newsstand, pick up the April 20, the 420 issue, and see Jamie L. Terry, son of Christian Taliban mouthpiece Randall Terry. Oh, there's way too much shit on here, on this paper, and I just looked at the time. Let's see, a few quick articles to check out if you choose to. It is, one is from the soldiers in Iraq, from GIs, depleted uranium made us sick. That's at truthout.org. And also at truthout.org, ExxonMobil, a graver threat than terrorism. Ashcroft pursues Greenpeace. That's at alternet.org. And if it's not on their face page, go to the EnviroHealth section. Ashcroft pursues Greenpeace at alternet.org. And there's a lot of great stuff to read. And there's some good goofs on Ashcroft. You can see his face. It's like an art piece. And his face is entirely made up of little porn people. Everyone's Ashcroft. Little porn people that put together make a little portrait of Ashcroft. That's at pmbrowser.info/... Hublog, H-U-B-L-O-G, /archives/000778.html, and that'll be on the playlist and show summary that'll come out this week. Write to me if you want it, quail@sjcdc.org, and I'll send you the playlist and show write-up, or just if you want the Ashcroft thing, you can get that. Some more Condoleezza Rice humor at whitehouse.org. More on the Ashcroft repression at crimethink.net. My handwriting bites. Goofs on the new Mel Gibson fictional comedy film at landoverbaptist.org, where you can also purchase a copy, or rather, purchase your very own What Would Jesus Do thong. Let's see, we covered Dr. Susie. You can check her out at drsusanblock.com. Click on Radio Susie 1 for the show that was last night that'll probably be repeated for a while. And that includes the Reverend's call-in. Dr. Susie receives the Emma Goldman Freedom Award from Reverend Bookburn. Shows upcoming for future guests. Her new editorial, Same-Sex Marriage, Just Say No to Prohibition. And her previous two editorials, Saddam Sex Therapist, The Rape of Free Speech, and the Reverend is in the letter section of that. And the Janet Jackson editorial, and the Reverend is in the letters and feedback section to that as well. drsusanblock.com. The great Dr. Susie. Please go to Kubby.com, K-U-B-B-Y, sometime this week. Kubby.com to support medical marijuana exile Steve Kubby in Canada, who, if sent back, which is still the ruling so far, but it's on appeal, he may as well be given a death sentence since he is suffering with a rare form of adrenal cancer. And like other people with cancer or AIDS, who are these medical marijuana defendants, it is pretty much a death sentence because American prison system is like a, on the human rights meter is somewhere between, I believe, Syria and Haiti. It's pathetic, it's indefensible, it's inhumane and barbaric. It flies against international and national law. It is an outrage, and it has over 2 million people in it, now a majority nonviolent perpetrators and mentally ill perpetrators. And the healthcare system is privatized and absolutely fucked. And this guy, Steve Kubby, if he gets a lengthy sentence, which it looks like that will be the case in Ashcroft, Nazi America, he will surely be sentenced to die, having to survive the prison system's healthcare system while in the later stages of adrenal cancer. Please go to Kubby.com, K-U-B-B-Y, Kubby.com. He is a great person, his family are great people, and they do not deserve this sick and disgusting treatment. Alright. And to prank the local around here anti-abortion harassers who have recently arrested child molester John Baldino in their ranks, go to Columbus Baptist Church from Columbus, New Jersey. ColumbusBaptistChurch.org, you creative people out there. And I'll leave the rest to you. Whatever you do prank-wise, please remember that the Reverend asks that it be harmless and inconsequential. Let's play a song in the holiday spirit while we have time to play a few more songs. This is by one of the better bands, the Reverend's favorite band from that time period the media loves to call the 60s. This is by Jefferson Airplane. However, the song is not technically in the 60s. But at the end of that time period, which means 1972, this is, yeah, exactly 1972, from one of their last albums entitled Long John Silver. And they did actually a couple of songs in response to the Jesus Christ Superstar Age. This song is entitled Easter. Play. Thank you.
The world is in turmoil, can you hear the people cry? The cost of living's rising and I'm too young to die. Never mind the government, don't listen to what they say. Cause if you do, a war is what they'll put you in today. Training camp with the other boys and lots of new toys. And then you'll learn to shoot a gun and drop a bomb and kill and kill and kill and kill and kill. And you and the other G.I. Joes will be marching off to war. With nukes over here and chemicals there, it'll be another world affair and you'll all.
Hey.
Okay, we're going to play a song for... Oops. Let's put it on pause. Let's do a dedication first. Let's play a song for the forces of censorship and the prosecutors in the obscenity case of Extreme Associates who don't like obscenity. We, the American Christian Taliban, don't like obscenity because we're sex negatives, because we're moral crusaders, because we're family values Congress people, because we're members of the Bush regime. We just sneak around at night and keep it secret, like our affairs, like all the stuff in the Blinded by the Right book and the Flint Report. The song is for the obscenity prosecutors prosecuting Rob Black and Lizzie Borden from Extreme Associates. It's a tender love song. I'm pretty sure they'll like it. It's by DOA, re-released on their newly issued War and Peace CD. And check out all things DOA at their Sudden Death label, suddendeath.com. This is DOA, and this goes out to the obscenity prosecutors. It's a tender little love song for them. It's entitled, Fuck You.
And I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. and the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure-thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long-suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Well, that'll warn you when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have runner-ups as well. Sunday, April 11th, 2004, at RadioVolta.org, atheistnetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The first runner-up to Asshole of the Week is... John Hogan, the head, the dickhead of Clear Channel Communications, the head of a corporate radio monopoly, owner of literally hundreds of radio stations, and a guy who pulled the Howard Stern Show off the air. On six of his stations because it was obscene and so far has failed to even contest or dispute the obscenity charges against Stern. So John Hogan of Clear Channel, for a million other reasons as well, but now most recently for the Stern censorship story, is runner-up to Asshole of the Week. The second runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Leslie Moonves, or Moonves, Moonves, who is the president and CEO of CBS Television. Who also has the distinction of being Asshole of the Month in Hustler magazine. Our Asshole of the Week is a man who first caught the Reverend's attention when giving in to the battle cry of conservatives about the mini-season, the mini-series that was produced former president and mass murderer and Contra war criminal Ronald Caligula Reagan, and axed it because the Reagan worshippers did not like it. Then he refused the ads from MoveOn.org. Hey, where's the fart sounds? Oh, we gotta have the fart sounds. Okay, change tracks. Okay. Oh, I see. You have to go from the top. Oh, make it difficult. All right. Fart sounds, please. First Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man. Well, that'll warn you when you do one of those, man.
That's better. Leslie Moonves, CBS Television President and CEO, then refused to run an ad during the Super Bowl broadcast from MoveOn.org about the Bush budget deficit and how it will affect future generations. However, chose to run the laughably stupid White House Office of National Drug Control Policies idiotic
ads equating marijuana use with terrorism. And kind of feeding into that kind of reefer madness insanity. And, of course, most recently, interrupting TV shows to not only show the Condi Rice testimony at the September 11th hearings, but also to have commentators to talk about how wonderfully poised and brave and fearless and Oliver North-like that she looked. Leslie Moonves, runner-up to Asshole of the Week, and that means it's time for that very special someone. Somebody who is distinguished from the runner-ups. Asshole of the Week is Michael Powell, son of Colin. What? My Colin Powell. Michael Powell, the chairman of the FCC. The guy who whined about the instantaneous, long-ranging flash of one of Janet Jackson's breasts, covered by a piercing anyway. The guy calling for more obscenity prosecutions in broadcasting. A guy who turned the FCC into hoes, and I mean no disrespect for the degrading analogy to legitimate, hardworking hoes, into hoes for the religious right wing and the corporate monopoly machines, the media monopoly machines like Clear Channel, for whom the FCC are total hoes. That Michael Powell. Michael Powell, censorship and corporate media hoe, you are Asshole of the Week. And it is definitely time to kill these sounds. And I want to point out that people's requests for Asshole of the Week have already been Assholes of the Week in the past. Condoleezza Rice and John Ashcroft, they have both been Asshole of the Week on older shows. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Lara Hoa, DOA did Fuck You, Crass did Systematic Death, Dave Cussworth and the Bounty Hunters did Child of the Moon, Ghost Dance did Shrunken Heads, Frigidettes did Turmoil, and started off with Jefferson Airplane doing Easter. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight the theme is Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. And it's going to go maybe a little overtime on Radio Volta. It's going to end abruptly at the AN network, but will be repeated throughout the week. And it's probably going to go overtime on the Washington outlets. I believe that's less time constrained. So we'll play a song by Void, but first, the credits and some final plugs. What's this? A message. And it's good to know that we have some people here telling us about their their own holiday body markings. The two independent media folks, Dante and Herbie. The Reverend thanks the following for information, assistance, or just plain inspiration for tonight's Getting Nailed holiday show. Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, and happy birthday, Lord Jesus. Secret Chimp, Marlon the Great Engineer, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Lady Simone, former bride on the wedding show earlier in March this year. Cindy Wildflower from WildflowerDesire.com. Future bride on the show, when if her wedding is on the show, probably in the summer. Everlasting Godstopper, Mac Goddess and Family, Lobo Red, Tamika, Saint Anne, and fellow Reverend Bookburn supporters in professional circles, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Zvi, and spouse, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Plantard, The Great Plantard, and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, and Lebanese Bookburners, Allison, Hippie John, who you might see next week on the Reverend's Birthday Show, Hippie John, Raven, Sarah, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, the Coffee Goddesses, who were definitely helpful on the show this morning, and not just by waking the Reverend up with good coffee. Dark Lady and her new honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, and happy birthday, Paul Krasner. ProChoiceLig.com, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, Pie Man from PieMan.org, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Chew Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, Lisa Boucher Band, The Laura Shea Band, Joe Keithley and DOA, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay, Blanket Man from Radio Volta, the two Washington outlets that broadcast the show, Dallas Blanchard, Bookburners Everywhere, Dr. Susie's guests from last night's show, everybody who has contributed to the birthday cause, and lastly, to everybody who got nailed on the special Get Nailed holiday weekend. Thank you from the Reverend. Let's play a song by Void, and let's see, then we'll do a couple of final plugs, and then play some closing songs. This is DC band called Void, and the song is called My Rules. Play.